KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:03, we have partly cloudy skies, a lot of sunshine, and 61 degrees your current temperature. Looking for a high near 83 here today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks for KJAN News. News is brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. The Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors have confirmed the results of the June 25th bond election for the Riverside Community School District. The Daily Nonpareil reports the votes canvassed Tuesday show turnout for the $15.1 million bond issue was 68%. A 60% supermajority was needed for the measure to pass. Officials say 1,096 voters approved building a new 7th through 12th grade facility. 709 voted against it. If just 14 voters changed their minds, a sixth election would have been required if school officials wanted to pursue the matter again. The district tried but failed to get the bond issue passed during four previous attempts. The building will be constructed on a land purchased by the district at the intersection of U.S. Highways 59 and 6. Officials told the paper the cost of the election was $8,900. The previous election cost $5,000. The increase in cost this time around was attributed to voting centers set up in Carson, Macedonia, and Oakland. During the previous election, only one polling place was established in Carson. An election official said 73% of the absentee voters approved the bond measure, while less than 60% who actually went to the polls did likewise. It was the absentee voters who allowed the measure to carry over the 60% majority needed for the bond issue to pass. The Pott County Auditor's Office said the bond would raise taxes $2.70 per $1,000 of taxable value, meaning for a house assessed at $100,000, taxes would increase about $124 per year. KJAN News Time is 8:05.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five-Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In other news this morning, the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund recently contributed donations to three local groups or causes in Cass County. According to fund spokesperson Melanie Petty, the fund, in conjunction with the Kiwanis Club, Atlantic PTO, and Friends of Lake Anita, was able to donate money towards the bike helmet program, purchase an iPad for the third grade class, and help out with the annual fishing clinic held at Lake Anita. Petty says that they enjoy helping in whatever way they can. She says it gives us great joy to know that we can help out so many projects in our community, all because of the wonderful support we receive at our annual golf tournament. The fifth annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament will be held on August 10th. Petty says they're projecting another great turnout and look forward to another amazing year of donations back to the community that Trevor loved. State Ag Secretary Bill Northey has been touring the state to survey crop conditions, and on Tuesday he made stops in the southwest Iowa communities of Council Bluffs, Hamburg, Shenandoah, and Nottoway Valley.
It's easier to see the good stuff between the wet spots now, whereas 2 weeks ago we were just seeing the wet spots.
Northey reports corn in southwest Iowa is waist to shoulder high. That's in contrast to fields in northeastern and north central Iowa where corn was planted very late and it's still quite short. Northey notes the weather has taken a turn for the better.
It's great to be getting to real summer weather and seeing those crops grow. Got a long ways to go, but all the farmers I talk to are optimistic that even with the struggles they've had, that the rest of the year is going to be good if we're going to have big crops. And hopefully prices as well. They're comfortable for livestock producers.
Congressman Tom Latham, who represents the southwest quadrant of the state, joined Northey on the two-day Southwest Iowa tour. The latest Iowa crop and weather report from the USDA indicates the 2013 Iowa corn crop is about 3 weeks behind normal. Soybeans are about 2 weeks behind. Warmer, drier weather has improved the condition of both crops. About 72% of the pastures in Iowa are rated good to excellent, and the first cutting of alfalfa is about 89% complete. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests over the past few days. On Friday, deputies arrested 29-year-old James Nectaros O'Brien of Cumberland. O'Brien was charged with driving while barred and brought to the Cass County Jail. He was released the next day on his own recognizance. And on Sunday, sheriff's deputies arrested 36-year-old Richard Edwin Swain of Griswold on a charge of OWI second offense. Swain was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later that day on his own recognizance. Police in Red Oak report two people have been arrested. Officials say Joe Lewis Welch of Omaha was arrested Tuesday on a warrant after he was taken into custody. Welch was allegedly found to be in possession of marijuana. He was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a total of $11,000 bond. And early here this morning, 43-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares was arrested in Red Oak on a charge of fifth-degree theft. Olivares was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is investigating the theft of a large fuel tank from a property owned by Shelburne Construction north of Red Oak. Officials say sometime between the hours of 4 p.m. Monday and 6:45 a.m. Tuesday, a person or persons entered the Shelburne Quarry property located at 1423 J Avenue and stole a 550-gallon fuel tank valued at $2,000. In the process, a small storage building sustained $500 damage. The fuel tank was described being red with a top-mounted electrical pump. Authorities say evidence at the scene leads them to believe the tank was stolen by using a vehicle with rear duals. Anyone with information about the crime is urged to call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 1-800-432-1001. Authorities in Montgomery County report also the arrest on Tuesday morning of a Red Oak man following a traffic stop at the intersection of 200th Street and G Avenue. 20-year-old Isaias Guerra was charged with driving under suspension, habitual violator, and he was cited for having no insurance and a registration violation. Guerra was released after posting bond. A pickup truck with a dump box and small equipment, including four new tires, a weed eater, paint machine, and other miscellaneous items, was reported stolen last week from the Harlan Wastewater Treatment Plant. According to the Harlan Police Department, the incident happened sometime Thursday night. The loss was estimated at more than $36,000. The Harlan Police Department, Shelby County Sheriff's, Iowa State Patrol, and other authorities in the area were notified to be on the lookout for the vehicle and equipment. Authorities determined the stolen red truck with the City of Harlan logo on the side headed south from the plant towards the interstate. The facility, located a mile south of Highway 44 on Maple Road, was broken into through a locked gate where the thieves used wire cutters to cut around the padlock. Anyone with information on the burglary at the Harlan Wastewater Treatment Plant is asked to contact the Harlan Police Department at 712-755-5151 or City Hall at 712-755-5137. And police in Harlan are investigating a break-in and theft at a local establishment. On Saturday, officers were called to the West Side Lounge with regard to a break-in where food and alcohol was reported missing. The case remains under investigation. And a Harlan man also turned himself into authorities Saturday after he ran from police the previous day following a traffic stop. 26-year-old Joy Rainey Jr. was subsequently cited for driving under suspension and interference with official acts and then released from custody. Officials said also that 55-year-old Robert Murtaugh of Harlan was arrested Thursday on a warrant associated with a charge of OWI first offense. And 18-year-old Peyton Larson of Harlan was arrested Friday following a traffic stop. The young woman was cited for being a minor in the possession of alcohol and having improper headlights while driving at night. She was subsequently released from custody. Taking a look at world headlines here for you here this hour. The time is running out for Egypt's embattled Islamist president to give in on the demands of millions of protesters who want him to step down or face intervention by the army. A senior opposition figure says pro-reform leader Mohamed El-Baradei and others are meeting with the army chief to discuss a political roadmap for Egypt. President Mohamed Morsi has vowed not to step down in the face of 3 days of massive street demonstrations in which at least 39 people have died. The French government is calling for major trade negotiations between the United States and the European Union to be suspended for 2 weeks, following allegations that the U.S. bugged the EU's diplomatic offices in Washington and infiltrated its computer network. A French government spokeswoman says mutual trust is needed before launching talks on such a huge trade deal. Talks are set to start Monday in Washington. Germany's top security official is warning internet users to stop using American websites if they're worried about data being intercepted by U.S. intelligence agencies. And Germany's interior minister says that a delegation plans to fly to Washington next week to discuss the claims that ordinary citizens and even European diplomats have been spied upon. And taking a look now at your funeral announcements coming up next.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5-Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5-Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5-Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
Now taking a look at your funeral announcements, Amos A. Hoffert, age 99, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Amos Hoffert will be held today at 1:30 p.m. at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Norma L. McMahon, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A private family committal service for Norma McMahon will be held from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Edwin H. Nissen, age 92, of Avoca, died Monday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Edwin Nissen will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. in the Minden United Church of Christ. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Maxine Schumann, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Maxine Schumann will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Rose Petchy, age 98, of Harlan, died June 26th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Petchy will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joel Kirchhoff, age 53, of Glenwood and formerly of Manning, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Joel Kirchhoff will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Kenny B. Mitchell, age 61, of Wyota, died Wednesday at home. Services for Kenny Mitchell are currently pending in Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 8 o'clock hour on KJN. The news brought to you by 5-Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.